So after Maharaj's wonderful katha, I have something from Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorified for Nityananda in very wonderful ways. Actually, one devotee asked if I was going to speak tonight, and I said, yeah, all right. So tonight has more time, because it's already 9:15. Harinam is at 12:30. So I'll speak something, but we can do more. And what's nice in evening time, we can pull out many bhajans. I was actually planning to use the Nityanandastakam. That's very nice. We could put that on a screen. Devotees could sing along with that. If we use the temple's projector, it would be nice. There are many nice bhajans. There are bhajans written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. One bhajan that many people don't know, very nice tune. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Rohini Kumar. Like that. Very nice bhajan. There's Nittai Gunamani. It's a very wonderful bhajan by Lochan Das Thakur. Nittai Gunamani Amar. Nittai Gunamani. Very famous. So some nice bhajans are very nice. Very light katha in the evening. We can have more, also more Nityananda Prabhu katha. So, after, because Maharaj has said very considerable amount of katha Maharaj has also said. So I wish to add just a little. So from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 1, verse number 77. Samsara para hai bhaktira sagari ye tu bebe se bhajuka nitai chandare. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship Lord Nityananda. Commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's Gaudiya Bhashya. The word samsara means like an ocean. If a living entity drowns in it, he's ruined. But if one crosses this material ocean and drowns in the unfathomable water of the service of the Lord, then one achieves eternal happiness. Therefore, one who desires to drown in the ocean of service must take shelter of the eternal lotus feet of the Lord. As Maharaj was saying very nicely at the end, thou, one should try to act in the role of taking up the mission of the Lord. As Nityananda Prabhu, this is what the famous bhajans glorifying Nityananda Prabhu do that. As Prabhupada was quoting Lochan Das Thakur, that Nityananda Prabhu cut a channel of love of Godhead and brought it to each and every door. And he used to, chanting and dancing, he would go to each door and he would fall down at the householder's feet and beg them. And beg them to please chant the names of Lord Gauranga. Elsewhere, in the Kirtan, see, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya are the ones who actually started Gauranga Kirtan. So, they, as it's mentioned in bhajans by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that ek bar deke chakshera chal, that if Nityananda Prabhu sees that somebody is crying in an ecstasy by chanting the name of Lord Gauranga, then Gaura Bole Nitai Den Sakala Samba, then chanting Lord Gauranga's name, Nityananda Prabhu bestows all resources to the person. Now, interestingly, mercy comes in many ways. Srila Prabhupada was describing how mercy comes to a devotee. Yasyaham anugranami harase tadhanam shalai. As Bhagavatam 10th Canto, chapter 88, verse 8 says, that sometimes when a devotee is very ambitious materially or very active in the material world and does not have enough time for sadhana or something spiritual, but wants to achieve the Lord, and sometimes the Supreme Lord takes away their material opulences. They become then considered by local family members to be useless, ruined, has-beens, and unable to take care of them, and therefore they are rebuked very soundly by their relations. Then, when that person takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, then they become happy. And Srila Prabhupada's own Vrindavan Bhajan, which they've just recently translated, Raja Seviki Dasi and a bunch of other devotees put it together, and Jayapataka Maharaj did some editing, evidently. It came out in a book, Vrindavan Bhajan, verse by verse, description about that. Prabhupada used to say that I sit alone in Vrindavan and laugh that I have my wife, children, and family, but I'm a penniless person. They've avoided me. And I sit alone in Vrindavan and laugh. And how was I to understand the mercy of the all-merciful one? So sometimes that mercy comes in that way also. When one becomes ruined, then one is forced to take shelter of the Lord. Then, when one takes shelter exclusively of the Lord, then the resources come. As Prabhupada's father used to say, that the Lord has many hands. If he takes away from you with many hands, then with your two hands, how much can you keep away from him? And if he wants to give you with so many hands, with your two hands, how much can you take? So it's an interesting point that sometimes mercy comes in many tastes, many flavors. Sometimes katta, sometimes sour, bitter, tikta rasa, katta rasa. These are also considered to be mercy. So if one can then take shelter of the sweet lila katha of the Lord, in the names of the Lord. Interestingly, it mentions about the mercy of the Lord through His names. There is a Dvadasha Stotras you can chant of Nityananda and Gauranga, Dvadasha Stotras, to chant their names. And it mentions in the Phalashruta about those names that if you chant those names in the morning or in the evening, at night, or in the middle of the night, one achieves the Lord's association. When I read that in the middle of the night, it was interesting because one devotee's reminiscences, who just recently left his body last year in Vrindavan, the day after Prabhupada's disappearance, saint Narmada Goswami, he was saying to Bhaktivikas Maharaj and his reminiscences about his childhood in Nellore, how his mama, his maternal uncle, in the middle of the night used to scream in Nellore. These are 8 o'clock at night. I mean, at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, the children would be fanning themselves with hand fans, looking for an ethereal breeze in the heat of South India. And his maternal uncle would call out, Ram Narayan Govinda Hari, in the middle of the night. And when the children did anything mischievous, as children do when they're young, jumping in the neighbor's yard, stealing the fruits without permission, and when the trees take a whole year to grow those fruits, right? Sometimes the householders don't like that. So they complain to their relatives, your kid has stolen the fruits. What are you going to say to this? So they would chastise the child and said, stupid children, anything done without Ram, Narayan, Govinda, Hari's name is Bhyartha. So that is mercy. When one takes shelter of the names, one gets mercy. Even in the middle of the night, if you remember the Lord's names, you feel the shelter. Because the names is the shelter. This is why Nityananda Prabhu was so busy on doing Harinam. Harinam Sangirtan is the path of living entities following Nityananda's order. And they awaken their good fortune by Nama Prabhava, by the power of the name. Therefore the name is so important. Just like we're going on Harinam today with all the devotees. And I remember about going on Harinam here in Melbourne. It had a very special effect because sometimes when we chat, it's just as if we can envision 100 feet away that Nityananda and Gauranga are dancing with us. And that way we feel very content. Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, where he describes at Panihati, how when the festival was on full swing by the hard work of Raghunath Das Goswami's arrangements, in the heat of Bengal, the Utsav was just before the rainy season started. Just before. So it is very hot and sweltering. A moist, intense heat. So Nityananda Prabhu asked Raghunath Das to bring a festival for the devotees with yogurt, chipped rice, bananas, condensed milk. These things are cooling. So Nityananda Prabhu asked for these items and Raghunath Das brought them. And when the festival was in such huge quantities, when you read the Itihasa in Antya Khanda, Antya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 6, it's actually, when you look about that, this is actually was actually a festival. It was a spontaneous festival. It was done with huge proportions. They brought huge mutkas, 7 to 8 large mutkas. And they used those big, huge pots to fill with condensed milk, yogurt, etc., and distribute it. Then when it was all, and everybody sat, all the Brahmins, many people came. It was a spontaneous festival, and they were all fed. And then Nityananda Prabhu brought Gauranga in meditation and was walking in ecstatic mood. Now Nityananda Prabhu always walked in ecstatic mood. Wherever he danced, Gauranga would come. So he, in ecstatic mood, he's wandering around and everybody thought, what is the madman Nityananda doing? But fortunately, people could see Gauranga was with him. And he would take prasadam out of everybody's container, push it in the mouth of Gauranga, and Gauranga would push it in the mouth of Nityananda. Like that, they were joking. Chaitanya Bhagavad mentions many times when Gauranga and Nityananda were eating prasad in Sachimata's house. Then she went back to the kitchen and she had a darshan that Krishna and Balarama were fighting with Gornatai. And they were talking, funny talking, like, look, this is our place. These are our sweets. You get out of here. Look, if you, you know, if I tie you up and throw you out, what will you do? You know, so many things. So Sachimata said, Nimai, I'm having these dreams. Is it true? Yes, mother, whatever you dream is true, but don't tell anyone about it. Just like when you read in Chaitanya Bhagavad, it says, don't tell anybody about it. Like when Gauranga gave darshan to the Brahmin, who was calling out plaintively, Gopal, Gopal, chanting Gopal mantra, feeding his Gopal shalagram. And Lord Gauranga was coming and stealing the food 3 times. And each time, Jagannath Mishra asked him, my dear Brahmin, please excuse my child, please cook again. And every time he was cooking. And at the end, in the night, when Gauranga gave him darshan, he screamed in ecstasy and everybody thought, oh, the Brahmin can finally eat. Finally, the Brahmin can finally eat his food. So he's happy. He screamed in joy, you know, at midnight, so nobody paid attention. But he screamed in joy because Gauranga gave him darshan. Then Gauranga told him, don't tell anyone. So when you see that, wait a minute, don't tell anyone. And then he told Sachimata, don't tell anyone. Then it makes you curious. Who spilled the beans? Did Vrindavan Das, as after Gauranga departed from the planet, now Vrindavan Das Thakur is free. Just like everybody. Another thing I'm thinking about is because when Krishnadas Kaviraj asked for blessings to write Chaitanya Charitamrita, he approached Gopal Bhatta. Yes, you have my blessings, but my name should not be mentioned. So he hardly mentioned him in the book. But Raghunath Das had already left the planet, and Krishnadas was his Shiksha disciple. So freely, freely, his Gurudev didn't forbid him from writing anything. So he wrote about Raghunath Das Goswami. Freely he wrote about Rupa Sanatan because they had already left the planet by then. So it's actually interesting. Who spilled the beans? Is it after the departure of the Lord? We're free now. Who can say? Whether Gauranga told him to speak, who can say? Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are most astounding, actually. The most astounding one, like Maharaj was saying, is the service, how he served. And his form is Balarami serves many wonderful ways, and Nityananda was serving Gauranga's mission of chanting the holy name and distributing it to other people. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Vaishnava charane more e manaskama bhaji yena janame janame prabhu balarama. My only desire at the feet of the Vaishnavas is that birth after birth they may worship the feet of Lord Balarama. Nityananda is non-different from the worshipable Sri Krishna Chaitanya. In other words, he's the dearmost servant, the Swayam Rupa Lord Sri Gaura Krishna. Pure devotional service is the propensity of pure liberated souls. A true disciple is engaged in unmotivated, uninterrupted service of Gaura Krishna is eligible to swim in the ocean of the mellows of devotional service. Narottam Das Thakur has written in Prarthana, Nettai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushi Tala Yechaya Jagato Durai Hainanditai Vena Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai Dudu Dori Dhara Nittai Pai. The lotus feet of Nityananda is as soothing as the rays of millions of moons. The entire world can be solaced by the shelter of his lotus feet. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, no one can attain the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Catch hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda with firm determination. So one thing about the quality, like Maharaj was saying, about serving, getting the mercy of Nityananda by serving Jagai Madhai, by trying to liberate devotees, trying to train devotees, pouring gallons of your blood. The statement that comes to mind is the statement from Jagannanda Pandit in Prem Vivarta, where he says, gorera ami, bukke bolele na chahile, gorera achar, gorera prachar, loile se falafale. It's not enough to say with your tongue that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Simply speaking, it will not do. If Lord Chaitanya's example, if Lord Chaitanya's preaching is taken up, then you will get the essential fruit. So this is actually the idea. All of us come from very fallen background. And our only qualification is that we stood next to the devotees and we stayed with the devotees no matter what. We should never forget that if we leave the shelter, that the mercy of Lord Nityananda is actually in the shelter of the devotees. Engaged in hearing and chanting with the devotees. Engaging in relishing the holy name with the devotees. Engaging in increasing Sangatan mission with the devotees. And if we don't, then there's every possibility, Puna Mushika Bhava, again we can become a mouse. Again, many devotees, they fall to rotten situations before that they did before they became a devotee. We must always be grateful. Now, about this, Gauranga Prem Swami told me that it is mentioned, Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivan, about Gopal Chapala's aparada to Sri Thakur. Now, the book, it is a fact that the book, some of the stories in Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivan can definitely be taken with a grain of salt. But like in this one, I asked Prabhupada's godbrother about it. This godbrother Prabhupada's a firecracker. He didn't mention much. The pastime was about Gopal Chapala offending Sri Thakur by putting the paraphernalia of Durga on the step. For that reason, he got leprosy. So when he got leprosy, as the disease was progressing, then he fell at the feet of Nityananda in Gauranga in Navadvip, begging for mercy. And Gauranga was very heavy with him. He said, "You should die." "Oh, Gauranga, you're very merciful. Why I should die?" He said, "Because you've offended a devotee, Sri Thakur, you should die. But after you're dead, Yamaraj will really get you." He said, "You have to apologize. Oh, Gauranga, you should be merciful. You have to apologize. No way out." So then he thought about it and he went to Sri Thakur and apologized. Now a devotee does not take anything against himself personally very much. Because it's mentioned about Lord Krishna. There's a verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think it's Antya 1:46, that Krishna's nature is, he's very personal. He takes even the most insignificant servant service and he magnifies it. And if anybody makes a personal offense to him, he considers them, like Maharaj was saying, that Nityananda said, I'm like a child, you know. You have a small childlike mentality, childs make mistakes, not a problem. The Lord just doesn't consider it. But if anybody does some small service, he just magnifies it like anything. Oh, it's very nice. Putana was the example. She took the disguise of a nurse with an ulterior motivation, and the Lord gave her the real position of a real nurse. The most insignificant thing she did, he magnified it. It's very great. This is the magnanimity of Krishna Chandra. And yet, he wants to increase his devotees' love by sometimes not reciprocating, by being cold with them. The gopis, they asked him, please reciprocate our love, O stubborn one. And then he said, well, the main reason, in 10th canto, 32nd chapter, verse 20, the main reason why I sometimes don't reciprocate is that I wish to increase their love. They become like a person who had some money and they lost it and can think of nothing again and again. So the taste for Harinam is our wealth. And sometimes, like Maharaj mentioned, we sometimes lose it. Knowingly or unknowingly. What did we do wrong? Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions in that commentary that the devotee thinks, Krishna used to be merciful to me in the past. He came in my heart, he used to speak to me and comfort me, but he hasn't been coming lately. So what have I done? What have I done? He doesn't come anymore. Chastising himself again and again, they look to improve themselves. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions that Krishna is standing back and smiling and watching the whole thing. When the pain becomes unbearable, again the Lord will give his a minute amount of darshan to pacify the heart of the devotee. And when the devotee feels pacified by Krishna's mercy, because Krishna is always merciful to suffering devotees, then the Lord disappears again. Company policy. Again. Repeat the process. So the devotee can cry out for Krishna again. Krishna wants surrender. And he wants to improve it. But if you're in trouble, oh, the Lord will come. And Narada Muni mentions, after having a spiritual body fit for serving the Lord, in the first canto, he says, then I chant his holy names without motivation, only to please him. Just like we're going in Harinam. Only to please Gauranga. Only to please Nityananda. Only to please our Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. We go in Harinam. Nothing else. And if we chant like that, the Lord comes running on those names as if you called him. This way, Gauranga and Nityananda give shelter to the devotees through the holy names. And they distribute those holy names, their own sweet forms, in the form of their holy names. But the taste for chanting the holy name comes from serving devotees. As Mahaprabhu told about Devananda Pandit's good fortune by serving Bhakeshwara Pandit. Nisang sayatstu tadabhakta parichaya ratagmanam. That if you develop rati for serving Vaishnavas, there is no doubt. So serving Nityananda, serving Jagai Madai means to preach, set a good example. Gorara achar, gorara vichar, and serve the devotees. By serving the devotees. But service of the devotees means with lakshana, with gunas, with bhava. It's like one devotee was asking about how do you get mercy. Nityananda Prabhu gives mercy, undoubtedly. And you cannot qualify that. If somebody wants to give you mercy, and well, what did he do to deserve the mercy? What did she do to deserve the mercy? The mercy came and fell in your lap. So we cannot say, when one devotee was asking about liberation, you cannot say it is not impossible. Prabhupada used to tell us to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles, stay in the devotees, you go back to Godhead. So on the fruit of Prabhupada's statement, because Krishna will always protect and make his devotee's statement true. That is one way. At the same time, mechanically, we can never chant. It is not by mechanical chanting. It is by chanting with bhava. And when Gauranga mentions in Chaitanya Bhagavat, I'll eat in the house of a lakhpati, who chants one lakh. I'll eat in that house. That means if I'm not chanting a lakh, he's not eating? Take it away as you will. We should always try to increase it. We never reach the end of Harinam. We never reach the end of our japa. Huh? The point is, 16 was the minimum. Just continue keeping the name and the tongue. Continue being positive. Continue serving positive. And mercy can come. Extraordinary. Because it is the bhava. It is not the dravya. It is not the external thing. what you're doing. It is the bhava behind it that the Lord really wants. And if the bhava is good, then it becomes nice. So mercy can come. Just like that Mahabharata statement that was sent up by my godbrother Shamsundar. Everybody thinks, at least the Videshis, the Westerners think that, well, you know, New Year's is rolling around, time to do something good, or time to figure out what I should do, retool my brain to become a little better. For some devotees, that's Gaura Paksha, the Gaura Purnima is the start of the New Year. For some devotees, it's Diwali. For some devotees, there's Tamil New Year. So if you miss one junction, there's so many other dates, other New Years you can think about. Back up. But what was interesting was a statement in Samvad, Krishna Vidura Samvad. If somebody desires something sinfully, but he doesn't contemplate it, doesn't will it, it doesn't go and turn into action, then the papa karma, it cannot touch you. On the other hand, Krishna told Vidura, if you desire to do something good, and you endeavor in that way, if you are not fully successful at it, you can still get the fruit. The fruit can still be yours, Krishna said to Vidura. Very interesting. So simply desire to do good devotional service. The fruit of desiring it. But the desire, we cannot just simply be whimsical about it. There must be room for improvement. Our japa, our hearing and chanting, we must always strive for constant improvement, because that's what Krishna says in Gita, that is actually successful. So getting the mercy of Gauranga Nityananda means to continually try for perfection. Never to be lackadaisical, never to take it for granted. Now the idea of this is when you read Brihad Bhagavatamritam, when Gopakumar is going toward Vaikuntha, and each way he approaches different devotees along the way. In Dwaraka, Ayodhya, he goes toward Devasadana where Indra stays. Then from there he goes to Brahmaloka. And then from Brahma he goes to Shivaloka. Like that, on the way up. Each way he meets different devotees and they tell him, I'm not a devotee. I'm not a good devotee. I didn't get mercy. Huh? Go to approach this devotee. They're great. You'll get mercy from them. So Vaishnavas are always humble. Somebody gives them something else, that is not really a big thing. Such and such devotee really is very great. You should approach him. So taking the words of that former Vaishnava, Gopakumar would approach them and fall at their feet and glorify them. You are so nice. You're so wonderful. You did this service and you've got the mercy of the Lord. Nah, I'm an aparadi. I did this mistake, this, that. You approach this devotee. They got the mercy of the Lord. So in this way he goes on and on. To Brahma, and Brahma sends him to Shiva. So the glorification that Brahma gave to Shiva, about Shiva, then Gopakumar took it and went to Kailash. And when he saw, he said, you are the Lord of the universe, and you are the greatest Vaishnava who gives mercy, huh? And you got the mercy of Krishna. Be merciful to me. Then he says, Lord Shiva in his humility says, Napi Jagadisho, huh? I am not the Lord of the universe. Not be Krishna Kripaspadam. Neither have I got Krishna's mercy. Paramatana dasa dasana sa anugraha kamuka. But I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees who are eagerly greedy to get his mercy. That's why you see the stampa, the snake, on Shiva, because he worships Sankarsana. Those are Sankarsana associating with his devotee. Those snakes are actually Sankarsana, the Supreme Lord, associating with Lord Shiva for having such a nice mentality. So Lord Shiva, he has that mentality. And because of that, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in South India, Sri Shailam, I think it was, that Bhavani and Shiva got darshan of Gauranga. And like this. And all this is there. All this is there to get the mercy of the Lord. So this, more we will speak tonight is about Nityananda's playfulness and Chaitanya Bhagavat, his associates, and the mercy they got in his company when his childhood playing the pastimes of Ramchandra, etc. And how the boys just didn't want to go home. They were so happy playing and acting with Nityananda and like that. So many nice things. We could sing some bhajans and we can talk more about Nityananda Prabhu's glories. But we must always understand this, like Maharaj was saying, that mercy can come. Unqualified mercy. You cannot quantify it. That somebody dies in the Dhamma, you know, surrounded by their spouse and devotees chanting the holy name. Something is like Padabhuta. Amazing. Like one Gujarati lady from London who always served the devotees very humbly in the temple, etc. She had a stroke. She was leaving her body in Vrindavan. And the Chokidar's son, little Digambar, close by the four directions, kid, you know, 2 years, 3 years old, comes knocking at the door, 2 o'clock in the morning. And the devotee's daughter opened the door and the kid walks right in with a pair of kartals, walks right into her room, chanting. That's when her mother left. Now, right at that moment, when the child, Digambar, with a pair of kartals in his hands, walks right inside. Right inside. Now tell us about that. Or devotees that were doing something simple, they got in a little maya, you know, and they get dragged and come to Vrindavan. And their wife helps them chant the holy name when they give up the body. Now that's extraordinary. Or sometimes God brothers, they fell away from the devotees and they did horrible things. Their body is being destroyed by heroin, horrible things. And yet Prabhupada comes in their dream 15 minutes before they leave. And they talk about Prabhupada and give up their body. Now, this is not to condone any devotee's difficulties in their spiritual sadhana. There can be extraordinary mercy. We can always beg for mercy, as Bhaktivinod does so in Sharanagati, in the Dainya section. Very, you know, and there's other prayers called Sudainya Mati. Sudainya Mati is Sudainya Ukti is Rupa Goswami's prayers in Padyavali. Utterances of exemplary humility. Then there is in Kalyan Kalpataru is another section called Parthana Lalasmai and Parthana Danyamai section, bhajans, about how to get extraordinary mercy. And some of those bhajans are so ecstatic that by chanting them, you have to have a heart of stone not to cry. They're so good about the bhajans, about the mercy of Vaishnavas, the mercy of Nityananda, the mercy of Gauranga, etc. So these are things to enter into. It is not external. We must try to take it internal. Because if we do it external, thinking, well, you know, Gurudev said just chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles, we'll go back to Godhead. If you want to take advantage of that to live a loose life, then we may not have to. We may not get it. We may not. Not everybody gets a diploma, you know, an honorary diploma from the university. Not everybody does. Let's consider that we should do it the other way around. Because of our low birth, because of our low activity, we should always take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and always take care of the Holy Name as our only shelter. If we do that, very internally, very humbly, then mercy can come because the bhava is there. If the bhava is correct, then the Lord's mercy will come. If the bhava is correct, then Tulsi Rani, everybody will come. And sometimes to prove it, devotees leave. Like I have a godbrother that was quite an avaduta in Vrindavan. Well known, quite an avaduta. And yet, he left on Varundhani Ekadasi. When a devotee leaves the body on Ekadasi, it is like Krishna's underlining it. Nisang sayat sutada bhakta parichaya ratagmanam. Don't have any doubts. By removing him on Vrindavan, Krishna has it. Don't have any doubts to whether they got liberation or not. It destroys the doubt because the titi, the day, is so great. So we should increase our harinam, increase our humility, increase our service to the devotees, and increase our prayers to Nityananda and Gauranga, and increase the quality and quantity of our japa in all respects. Because that desire to increase, even if we fail, how can we come up to the Six Goswami standard? Prabhupada said in the tape, we cannot do it, but nonetheless, they are the standard bearers. We cannot do it, but nonetheless, the six Goswamis are the standard bearers. And the mercy we see in Bhakti Ratnakara and Mahajanava, what is very interesting is actually Balarama manifested himself as an Angamanjari to serve Srimati Radhika. It is Balaram himself as Radharani's younger sister. And the same thing, Balaram is Nityananda and his Shakti, Janava, is none different from him. Another mood, a female mood of Nityananda. That's it. That's what Janava. And how she delivered so many people who came, rogues, gundas, dacoits, they became her disciples and became pure. And how she cooked for all the devotees and served all the devotees. And how did she distribute the holy name? Wonderful in Bhakti Ratnakara. These things we should hear, and then we should try to take a kiran, a ray of that, and think, how can we apply it in my own lowly life, here in Melbourne, or whatever city we may go. And if we have this bhava, then taking shelter of Krishna's shaman to Vidura. Even if we don't succeed, we can still get the fruit. That would be the mercy of Nityananda and Gauranga. That even if we didn't come up to the standard, every time when you associate with Vaishnavas that are 90 years old, they didn't have the distractions we were. Just like a year ago, when I had darshan of one devotee in Fiji, Goridasi. She's 79. She chants 54 rounds a day, still. And when I saw her, you know, in her old age, she's 79, she says, Maharaj, Krishna's very kind. I recently fell down, but I fell on my left side, so my right hand is still free for chanting. One of my god sisters in Braj, when I saw her, I was walking with my disciple near MBT, and I was thinking about her. It was the day before I left Vrindavan to go out traveling. And I saw her. And I asked her one thing, Ma, when you had your children, how did you chant your rounds? How did you read and all that? She looked at me real sternly. She said, I kept my bead bag in my hand. I did it anyway. I was determined this kid is not going to keep me in the material world. I went, pah! It was great. We have to, undoggedly, and no matter what, we have to follow our Gurudev and follow Krishna's order. If we do like that, thinking of Gauranga Nityananda, and call out, Dake! Ha Gauranga Bole Dake! Narottama Magi Tarasam. Is it Dake? Calling out. Now you don't call out, like I was saying in the beginning of my statement about Narmada Goswami's mama, his maternal uncle, that he had this bhava that in the middle of the night he would call out Ram, Narayan, Govinda, Hari. He would call out the names and the Lord would come running on those names to pacify. So these are names of Gauranga Nityananda and these names and these bhajans. We have to keep that bhava. If we keep that bhava, then the Lord will protect us and help us. And we can have faith in that statement in Mahabharata. Even if we don't succeed, as long as we were in the path, as long as we kept at it, as long as the bhava was good, then we can expect that mercy will come, divine mercy will come. Not if we do it whimsically. Because if we do it mechanically, because sometimes we have good days and sometimes we have bad days. Whenever we have a bad day, then the haunting verse is the Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya. Jati karma tapa japa apranasya ivadeyasya mandalam alokaranjanam. If we don't have bhakti bhava, then everything we do is byartha. Apranasya ivadeyasya mandalam alokaranjanam. Like a dead person, decorating very nice just so the relatives and everybody can be happy to see it. Oh, he looks so peaceful. in the box before they put him 6 feet under. Oh, he looks so peaceful. Or in the newspaper in India, he went to his heavenly abode. Oh yeah, sure, tell us something else. Just because they paid for the advertisement, right? Any damn person who pays you the newspaper, the advertisement, they'll put it. The newspaper's not a check where they were a gunda, where they were a womanizer, where they were a drunkard, you know, where they had kept mistresses, where they broke everything under the sun, where they were black market number one. You know? They didn't, the newspaper doesn't judge them. And they went to their heavenly boat. Sure. Tell us about it. You know? So but sinful people can become, if they give up the sinful ways and take up. Like Mahajana of his disciples, you can bet. They were all from bad background. They admitted it. They surrendered to her, and they never looked back again. When Gauranga, as Maharaj said, when Gauranga accepted all their sinful reaction and turned black, he asked them all, now don't look on their path. Accept them. So we should always remember that. We have a very black path before we met the devotees. Our mercy is only in the shelter of our spiritual master, the Parampara, and this process of Harinam Sankirtan as given. Three things make devotees. Prasad distribution, Harinam book distribution. These three things are under Gauranga Nityananda's move in Kali Yuga. And if we do that, we can expect mercy. We must do it with bhava, with love and affection. Then mercy can be possible, in spite of our ability to come up to the highest standard. But that does not mean up to our last breath, we should not strive for it. We should not strive for it. Yes, we should strive for it. These Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, if they can do it in their householders, why can't we? A god sister left her body in Braj in 2005, and her husband would tell her in the morning, they would get up at 2 in the morning, and he would tell her, before sometimes, he would instruct her, don't say a word to me till we finish our rounds. They would chant a lakh before 8 o'clock, have a fast morning program, and then they would do their domestic work. That god sister was a person who could pull her hand to her chest. Sangeeta sent me the email, Maharaj will never forget it. When he saw her bony hand come toward her chest to pull it to chant Hari Nama, that will be burned into our brains until we give up the body. She said that to me. Unless you've got Nam Shraddha, you don't do like that. Unless you're practiced with your husband, with your spouse, with the devotees to develop deep Nam Shraddha on a stable basis, you don't do these things. That was an exception. Then we can expect divine mercy. Then we can expect that the whole sky opens up, Maharaj, to let that person in. The room was suddenly filled with ethereal persons of a divine nature. Everybody could feel there was something present. We couldn't see them, but the room was packed. There were so many witnesses just to watch that devotee leave. That's the power of Nityananda's mercy. Is the abhyasanam, is the application. And never give up on yourself, never give up on others, and never give up on the preaching, and never give up being positive. Then we can hope to get some mercy. Not if we act whimsically. Etc. Ram. Ram. Keep the name on the tongue. Ram. Jai Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Okay, so tonight we'll sing more bhajans. We'll have some bhajans. My projector is not too good because it still had some lines in it. So we hope to use the temple's projector. Okay? And we'll pull out some neat bhajans. What happened to him?
India.
Anirudh took it with him. Yad gadva nanavartante? Maybe he'll come back when he comes back. All right, then I'll use my projector. What to do? I got some lines. Unless somebody's got one at home. If somebody else has a projector, great. If not, okay. We'll use mine anyway. And we'll have some bhajans tonight. Nityananda Prabhu. And we'll sing some more katha and read more katha. Hare Krishna.